Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hello again, this is Steve Warren, and we are once again having our Spectrum, but we're also having a foreseeable future event that we're going to be talking about coming up on May 20th. It's the annual Asian Pacific American Heritage Month celebration that we have in New York. We've invited Lisa Lee, who is here from CAPA, which is the Coalition of Asian Pacific American, and they are an umbrella group, and we'll talk more about that. And I serve on the committee with Lisa, so actually she can interview me. And I can interview her. So welcome to our show.
Thanks, Steve.
So, Lisa, tell me a little bit about yourself, first of all. So I like people to know who we're talking to. What's your background, your family background, and and what are you doing today in your relationship with the folks at CAPA?
Yeah, absolutely. So born and raised in Colorado from Chinese-Vietnamese parents, more Vietnamese than Chinese. Moved out to New York about 5 years ago, joined CAPA, the Coalition for Asian Pacific Americans, as a volunteer, just by random, actually, maybe 3 years ago or so, and have been serving on the steering committee, working on a number of different projects, including outreach to elected and government officials to attend our event, speak on stage, as well as fundraising efforts, and I also help manage our social media.
Well, we'll get around to some of those individual items in just a bit. What's your background, your professional background and educational background?
Yeah, very good question. Well, I studied international political economy, had aspirations to work for government, moved out to D.C., ended up in the private sector working for a global telecom company, headquartered out in Australia.
What was your social outreach? Were you involved in a lot of outside activities apart from your career? Were you, you know, an actor, singer, dancer? Did you play the guitar? Did you have a band? You know, what's the soft side?
The hobbies. No.
It's kind of important because sometimes you want to meet people on some kind of level, and the more talking points you have, the more you're going to find something that you can engage people with.
I enjoy golfing. I'm not very good at it. Yoga is one of my bigger activities that I enjoy. I got my certification to teach yoga about a year ago, and I actually did a small demonstration at last year's festival.
Well, that's good. We have a yoga mat over there in the corner, but we could give a demonstration here, but that doesn't really work too well on radio. So anyway, let's talk about the event. It's coming up this year. It's going to be Sunday, May the 20th. Tell us about the hours, the location. That's for the New York City Asian Pacific Heritage Month celebration in conjunction with the Chinatown Partnership and the business development region around Chinatown. So tell us about what's coming up.
Yeah, so it will be a fun-filled day on Mott Street in New York City, south of Canal Street. We're taking up the whole 234. We're taking up a big section of the streets, actually, those blocks. We have support from Con Edison, as well as a number of nonprofit organizations will be in attendance to kind of table as booths, so people coming by can learn more about our participating nonprofit organizations. It includes a number of nonprofits such as OCA, the Museum of Chinese American, MOCA, as well as Womankind, Asian Film Lab. So they'll be all at Canal Street, open to chatting with folks about volunteer opportunities and what they do for the community. We'll also have great performances too.
The performances are always a lot of fun, and they represent the very broad variety of Asian cultures, which is what this is all about. It's a fully pan-Asian event, reflected quite a bit in the entertainment side. Who's signed up for this year?
For this year, we have Sudaiku, Japanese drums. They're great. Their drums ring throughout all of Chinatown.
Yeah, they kind of open the show and tell everybody, hey, something's going on over here.
That's right. And we'll have Chinese Cultural Center. They're also really great, too. They've done ribbon dancing and other really nice performances and beautiful costumes, too. We'll have a few individual singer guitarists, some dance groups, Vivi Bubble Dream, Jiva Performing Arts, doing Indian dancing. So I'm really looking forward to this list of performers.
And there's more that will be added, you know, right up till the last minute, depending on availability. It's also a great day for kids. There's usually something going on at some of the booths for children to participate in. And it's also a very good opportunity for the neighborhood merchants to get some new people in the door. And a lot of them have some special things going on. How about food?
Absolutely. Yeah. The food, I mean, if you haven't been by Chinatown for the food, May 20th is absolutely the day to come by. There's a variety of food in that area, everything ranging from Malaysian to Thai, Chinese, and they'll have...
Right around the corner, you've got Vietnamese and every kind of Chinese in the world, from Hunan to Sichuan to Fujianese and Shanghai and everywhere in between. And there's actually, even if people have been to Chinatown, let's say within the past year, there are a number of new places that have popped up along the way that are really quite nice, from around the corner on East Broadway as well as right on Mott Street.
Definitely.
A nice Taiwan bakery that wasn't there last year, and there's a new steak restaurant that wasn't there last year. So it's good just to go exploring.
Yeah, it's like a smorgasbord almost.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's really, really great. It's going to be Sunday. It's going to be May 20th. What time does it start?
Starts at 11, wraps up around 4.
Yeah, I mean, 4 o'clock is the official end, but it's sort of a bell curve. It kind of slopes up in the morning and kind of slopes down slowly in the afternoon. And it's rain or shine, right?
That's correct.
We'll have tents. Yeah, most of the time there are tents that are set up that cover the booth areas and places to duck in case you get a little bit of a shower. What are you going to be doing that day? Do you know yet? Have you got your duties? Probably be running around with a clipboard and a whistle.
That may be the case.
Right, good, good, good. Anyway, our guest is Lisa Lee, and she is here from Kappa. Give the web address for the event for people who want to log on or maybe even participate.
Yeah, absolutely. Check us out at www.kappaonline.org.
That's kappaonline.org. But we'll see you there. We're going to have a China America booth set up. It'll be another fun day. I think this is our 7th or 8th year that China America has participated in it. Sounds like fun. Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.
Good.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.